In the lunchtime edition, the education minister reports a smooth start as more than 3,000 primary school students sit the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam. The House of Assembly debating legislation to overhaul the corporate tax structure to make Barbados compliant with international tax rules. Veteran Barbadian musician Ricky Amy dies. Colleagues pay tribute to the man they describe as an exceptional talent. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The education minister, Kay McConney, says she's satisfied with efforts by her ministry to ensure a smooth start to the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam. Ms. McConney, flanked by other officials from the Ministry of Education, spoke with journalists at the Princess Margaret Secondary School in St. Philip this morning, where 198 students from five primary schools are writing the exam.
We are generally satisfied with what is happening in the prep room and making sure that things are secure and there is proper management and protocols around what is happening with the papers there. All officers are there. We also took a walk around this facility where there are five schools, and I'll let Ms. Agar tell you which five schools they are, but they're the five primary schools out of St. Philip that are sitting here at Princess Margaret. And Ms. Warner has also been able to check in to make sure that the invigilators are satisfied.
He's also pleased with the arrangements made for the examiners.
I think it is important for us to make sure the security of the exams. And we have followed every single protocol that is required with regards to when they're received, how they're received, who receives them, who records it, where they are stored, how they are removed, when they're removed, who distributes them, how they get here, and even up to this morning, how they even move from that special room where they're held and then distributed to the classrooms. And as I said to you, what we're hearing from the invigilators, they're pleased with how the process has gone so far.
The education minister, Kay McConney. Meantime, parents waited on the outskirts of several secondary schools this morning. When Starcom Network News visited the St. Michael's School, students gathered with their various school colleagues, some in prayer, others receiving last-minute advice from their principals and teachers. While some parents said they were nervous, many commended the teachers for their efforts in preparing the students.
But as my husband would say, you know, it's not your exam, it's our son's exam. He goes to St. Cyprian's, and I know they would have put in the work. The lesson teacher, Mr. Walker, he put in the work as well. So I know he's going to go and give his best, and that's all I really ask for.
Bit nervous at first, but I prayed and leave everything in God's hands. So what will be, will be.
I feel very anxious, but my son is really calm and relaxed. And he said he feels prepared and ready for the exam. I think the teachers did a really good job. They actually had classes during Easter holiday. So I think they prepared the students well.
I'm very happy that today is May 7th. I know my son is looking forward to the exam. He's not nervous. Although some of the children, obviously, you know, would have detested going to school during the Easter holiday, it was a great addition to the teaching during the term, and it benefited and helped the children. I believe that it will definitely help them and strengthen them as they go forward.
Parents of students taking the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam in the lunchtime edition. The House of Assembly is today passing legislation to overhaul the corporate tax structure to make Barbados compliant with international tax rules. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, led off debate on the corporation tax top-up and income tax amendment bills, which were dealt with simultaneously. He emphasized that Barbados is taking very seriously the need to ensure the country is in compliance with international financial regulations. Mr. Strong noted that it has been agreed globally that firms operating internationally and earning more than $850 million a year should be subject to a global minimum tax rate of 15%, irrespective of where they operate. He points out that from January this year, Companies operating in Barbados are being taxed at a rate of 9%, while registered small businesses pay 5%. Therefore, the need for a top-up tax for international businesses operating in Barbados.
And therefore, in order for us to make sure then that we are consistent with the application of the global minimum tax rules, this bill this morning is seeking to ensure that Barbados signals to all and sundry that the top-up tax between the 9 and the 15%, and they declare for those companies above that threshold of 750 million euros or 850 million US dollars, depending on where the exchange rate is at any given point in time. That is the threshold, Madam Deputy Speaker, for those companies that will be impacted. The companies either pay the tax in Barbados or they will pay the tax in the jurisdiction for which they are domiciled.
The Minister and the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn.
Reasons, the reasons that we're here, the reasons that we feel for feelings won't disappear.
The voice of veteran Barbadian musician and vocalist Ricky Amy. He's passed away. Mr. Amy was a renowned bass player and had played for and with many prominent local artists. He was well known for his exceptional talent, and one of his signature covers was Reasons by Earth, Wind & Fire. Close friend and bandmate for over 40 years, Ian Alling, said he was lost for words at the loss of such a talented musician.
It's so much, man. I mean, he's the kind of guy, when he goes on stage, he gives his all, and any person who's seen him perform would know this, you know. He's just a light, you know. Sometimes that chops, you know. We've been bandmates for over 40 years. We've done several things together. I mean, the most notable two that come to mind would be Colorblind and the Blue Nights Band. We're very close.
Musician Ian Alling, meantime, head of the music department at the Barbados Community College, Roger Gittin, says Ricky Amy will be missed within the industry, but his contributions will live on.
I've known Ricky for many years, and I believe that Barbadian music will be the poorer for losing him now. Ricky made significant contributions to the local music industry and, by extension, the world. His recordings, his performances span not only local music. He loves Pooj. His recordings reflect that. But he also was a jazz player. He played pop music. Everyone knows him for his rendition of the Earth, Wind & Fire Reasons. But he was a really gifted bassist who played a variety of genres of music. I will miss him dearly.
Head of the music department at the Barbados Community College, Roger Gittins. A top U.S. government narcotics and law enforcement official is visiting Barbados and two other CARICOM countries this week. U.S. State Department has disclosed that Todd Robinson, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, is traveling to Barbados, St. Lucia, and Trinidad and Tobago until Friday, May 10th. While in Barbados, Mr. Robinson will visit the regional security system and discuss U.S. investments in the regional police training center, which the State Department says will serve as the future regional training hub for Caribbean law enforcement partners. And in Trinidad and Tobago, police have detained a 29-year-old man whom they say is a suspect in the mass shootings in the west of the country last weekend that resulted in the deaths of four people and injuries to several others. The police commissioner, Earl Harewood Christopher, has condemned what he called the senseless killings of four people during a shooting in the Cocorite district. Media reports say the suspect was taken into custody when a search warrant was executed. Our top stories. The Education Minister Kay McConney reports a smooth start as more than 3,000 primary school students sit the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam. The House of Assembly debating legislation to overhaul the corporate tax structure to make Barbados compliant with international tax rules. Veteran Barbadian musician Ricky Amy dies. Colleagues have been paying tribute to the man they describe as an exceptional talent. the number two U.S. State Department narcotics and law enforcement official, in Barbados this week for talks and also visits to other CARICOM countries. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.